Minor Hockey Week kicks off tomorrow across Newfoundland and Labrador and continues until next Saturday, January 23rd. Joining us by phone this morning is Hockey Newfoundland and Labrador President Jack Lee to tell us all about it. Mr. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. So first off, of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, things will look different this year, especially for the kickoff event. How so?
Well, you know, we're not going to be having any, you know, tournament format spend. You know, normally we kick it off with a big, you know, like a tournament format that wherever the community or the Minor Hockey Association in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador would host it, they would have a kickoff. They have a big cake, a big celebration to kick the week off. But unfortunately, with what we're dealing with right now, we're fortunate to be just playing hockey, not saying to be able to kick off a big tournament.
Now, the provincial slogan this season is One Team, One Dream. Why that slogan, and why is that even more relevant this year?
Well, I have to give that credit to Aaron Kelly, the chair of Minor Hockey, who came up with that slogan. And, you know, it is one team, and it is one dream. We all play a part of the team with Hockey Newfoundland Labrador. And, you know, we have one dream, is to make sure that we get to the top level that we can and fulfill the dreams that these young boys and girls need.
How can people get involved in Minor Hockey Week events across the province, whether it be virtually or not?
Well, you know, certainly look in your community facilities in regards to arenas. There would be some stuff going on, but unfortunately with the rules and regulations of only so many people allowed in these facilities, you know, it's basically pertaining to parents or grandparents. If they're lucky, in some of these facilities are only allowing one person, maybe two people per child. So there won't be the normal kickoff. There won't be the normal Minor Hockey Week, but I can tell you what, the kids will still have fun when they get to the rink.
Jack, are numbers up this year across the province for minor hockey?
Actually, we're pretty well almost on par of last year, and we were very fortunate. I was on a call with all the branch presidents across the country yesterday. They're not as fortunate. We are playing hockey in some modified ways, and the numbers are pretty close to where they were last year, Ben. They're not exact, but we figure with the late registration coming in with some of our leagues just starting now, that the registration will be almost on par with last year, which is very fortunate for Hockey Newfoundland and Labrador.
We're speaking with Hockey Newfoundland and Labrador President Jack Lee. As Minor Hockey Week kicks off tomorrow across the province, and Jack, how has the season been going amid the pandemic?
Well, it's been, you know, we're lucky. We've been following the rules and regulations, and I have to give credit to all the Minor Hockey Association, all the volunteers that are on the boards and councils with Hockey Newfoundland Labrador to make sure that we do follow the regulations put forward by the CMO and the provincial government. And, you know, we've been very fortunate. If you look at what's going on in the rest of the country, we're probably the only place in the country that's playing hockey in any way.
Yeah, and on that note, you mentioned speaking to other minor hockey presidents across the country, and you say we are fortunate. So just how fortunate are we to have kids here on the ice playing the game?
Well, when you look at what's going on in Ontario and BC and Quebec and out western Canada, even in, you know, in Atlantic Canada with New Brunswick, you know, they've completely stopped playing hockey. Most places are either stopped completely or they're just modified with practices only. And, you know, here we are, we're playing games. Even those two-line games is 11 plus two goalies on a team, but most of our associations across the province are actively involved with playing games, which is fortunate for us.
And the major midget season as well, that's all going well?
That's really going well. I mean, we have no hiccups, and when we do, we deal with it. But fortunate for us and for them young boys that are playing at that level of hockey has been doing real well. And this past couple of days, we've got approval for our Junior B League to start now. And hopefully we'll have some more good news today or tomorrow with the AAA under 13 and under 15.
Okay, is Junior B something you're hoping to get off the ground this winter?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, that was the plan we put in the CMO, and, you know, we've had some challenges with that. As we all know, it's been, you know, certainly played out a bit in the media. And we got great news this week, and it was up to the teams themselves now to get it up and going and the league itself.
Okay, that is great news. Very exciting. Minor Hockey, or yeah. Hockey Newfoundland and Labrador President Jack Lee, thank you for joining us on the Friday Morning Sports Spotlight.
Good morning.